A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters, May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I'm hoping we take more time now with our work, with our expression. We are going through a very big renaissance of understanding and expression, because we now have a lot of digital contents. We now are changing the way we approach to image. We're changing the way of we look at shows and fashion and so on. So we have one thing to do, to get on with it.
Hi, this is Imran Ahmed, founder and CEO of The Business of Fashion. Welcome to the BOF podcast. It's Friday, July 16th. The fashion photographer Mert Alice, one half of the renowned duo Mert and Marcus, has spent the last 4 years immersed in the world of gin. While pandemic pivots to new creative ventures have become commonplace, Mert Alice was actually looking for a new creative outlet long before the current crisis. On this week's BOF podcast, Mert speaks with Tim Blanks about finding new creative avenues and resisting the pressure to produce more and more and more. Here's Mert Alice, Inside Fashion.
You are launching a gin, but you're also doing it in this very interesting way, I think. The way you've set the gin up is as this extremely decadent drink. That your references, when I was reading all the material you sent, I kept thinking of the Huysman book, Arabour, Against Nature, and the main character of that book lives in this incredibly, incredibly decadent world of this highly aestheticized environment where everything is a celebration of gorgeous artifice. And you evoke him and you evoke Oscar Wilde. And so there's this sense of something quite louche, something, I guess, more than decadent, something even transgressive a little bit, to make a gin which has this, you talk about the orchid cactus, you're almost eroticizing this drink in a way. And that seems to me, given your work, which, you know, some your work has produced some of the most erotic images of the last few decades, seems very much like, am I wrong in saying, in keeping with your own kind of outlook on life?
I think whenever I do something, to if I take the responsibility of doing that, I always inject myself into it. So it's always my point of view, and it's true to me. So all the elements you just told me about is probably part of my artistic point of view, and that comes with it. That comes when I make a dinner for my friends, that comes when I'm gardening, that comes when I'm making a gin. For me, what was interesting, when I was building the gin, I remembered how, as a young boy and a young man, I was inspired in the movies of this good life, of good way of drinking, you know, good way of holding a glass. For me, you know, the manicure of the lady and the ring that is holding the glass, and it's like, how is all that? All is that a poetry? So I wanted to make a brand. I wanted to make a gin that sort of invites us back to that world a little bit, where sound of a glass matters, where tone of a cello matters, where perfume of, you know, of a guy and how close to me that person is matters. So the music matters, the chair matters, you know, the light matters, the candle matters. Is it too much smell in the candle? Is it too little? So I loved that sensitivity, and I love that sensuality. So for me, there's nothing more erotic than that. So truly, subconsciously, I've used this word so many times today. Maybe I did all them subconsciously. Truly, I didn't try to do it this way. But in the middle of it, I realized I was heading that way. I wanted to make a, I said, oh, I think I want to make something that it represents good life. What I mean, good life doesn't mean for me an expensive meal or a fancy car. Good life is good thought, good creativity, good words, good knowledge, good energy, you know, aspiration, inspiration, all of that. That's where we ended up on Heisman's and Oscar Wilde and, you know, the organ, and we ended up in that world. So yes, I think for me, it's, I always say that to my team. I said, look, this is for like the night that never ends. What is that? Every night ends, but sometimes some nights doesn't end in our spirit, in our minds. And that's what I want, that prolonged night that never ended. So 4 years ago, my partner said, you know what? You should have your own gin because you're so fussy about a gin. So why don't you make a gin? And I was, oh my God, this is so exciting. You know, we could do something. And I got really excited like a kid, almost like the feeling when I first encountered digital photography from analog. So, oh my God, you could do this, you could do that. So first thing I did was like go to many distilleries to learn about how gin has been made and, you know, what is gin making techniques and so on. So it actually really excited me. And then I said, you know, we could do something very interesting here. So naturally, I'm always, when I get drawn to something, first it becomes like a game, a play. I'm like, oh, I like this, I like. Then it becomes a puzzle. And I start, you know, asking questions and, but why don't they do it like this? But why can't we do that? But can we add that? So it became this like a domino effect of ideas and reality and experiences. Here we are.
It's interesting reading all the information that was sent through to me. You actually did work with a perfume nose on this project. And
yeah.
And gin is the most aromatic of all the alcohols. It's composed of botanicals, very fragrant botanicals. I think it's an interesting twist. People usually do their brand extension. When they do a personal brand extension, it's usually a perfume. And in a funny way, you have done that.
I mean, brand extension, it was actually not a brand extension. Probably that's why I didn't do it that way. For me, it was a natural ambiguity. It came from being very interested on the matter.
I know that this is pure coincidence because you started working on this 4 years ago, but coming out of this pandemic, this is almost like a response, you know, that I'm curious because you during the pandemic you reached out to people you reached out of your isolation to you started creating a community, because before that you realized that how I guess internalized your world was, you know, how
selfish we all were.
Yes, yeah. Well, selfish, but also
yeah.
The nature of your work, the sort of heroic photographer, you know, it admittedly there's stylists and models and everything, but there is a sort of, I don't know if there is a solitude in that, a natural solitude. But anyway, you used Instagram to create this very different kind of community. And you said you were looking forward to embracing the world again. And, you know, sharing drinks with friends obviously is a very easy way to do that, isn't it?
I mean, in that period, I guess in the pandemic period, I was very much, you know, I think like all of us, we were all questioning life and ourselves. And what I realized is how precious we all become with ourselves and how distant we become to reality. So for me, I was connecting with the young artists and I was trying to put them into the same platform as me and my friends. You know, I had Marc Jacobs do a picture. I have Jake and Dino's Chapman brothers do a picture. So for me, it was about bringing the talents that who couldn't probably be in the same gallery at the beginning, almost like they are in the same gallery. So I really enjoyed that. In fact, I enjoyed it so much, I actually created this white canvas for expression project 471. So this is the platform that I'm actually working on at the moment in 71 and trying to build and trying to learn how to do it and so on. But it's very super excited. It's funny you talked about that right now.
So you will solicit contributions from people, like you did on with the Instagram project. You solicited contributions, then you edited the contributions.
That's what I did on Instagram, because I wanted to inject, first of all, I wanted everyone to do it. So I was like, okay, well, I have to find a reason for this. I said, oh, how great it would be that if we did it together. So that's like you do something and I give you my artistic idea and I finish them like as it's going on to a exhibition. So we did them together. So I had like many conversations with them, you know, oh, can I use this background or should I sit on here or should I not sit on there? So I had thousands of people. I literally was sitting in a room for 4 weeks on my own, night and day, with beard on my face and trying to A, communicate with them, B, edit them, because some was good and some was bad naturally. So, you know, and explain to them why that was bad and why they had to do it again and so on. So I enjoyed it. You know, I come from Turkey. And when I was studying in the music college, I studied piano and cello in the conservatoire in Turkey. For example, I think it was 10,000 people applied in the year that I was going to be taken to the school, but only 110 or 100 people was allowed into the school. So, and there was only one school. So I know what it means to be a young artist with no means to expose themselves or no canvas or no camera. And I know this world. I come from that world. So for me, it was very interesting. A flashback of my childhood and understanding and respecting where we can take these people to. So I want to do that in 71. I want to create a platform for young artists, maybe go to a different country every year, bring them, involve them, introduce them to my artist friends, introduce them to a gallery, do an exhibition, and maybe create a one-off bottle facade with an artist, sell that bottle and 100% of that sale goes to another school. And I don't know, some kind of a artistic give back I wanted to do. And I think it's going to be really interesting. when it starts happening.
Do you think this interaction would have happened without the pandemic? I'm very keen on silver lining stories, you know, because I think we all need them.
I think we are very much on, I was very much on a go, go, go for the last 30 years, actually. And how exciting and how beautiful, you know, people liking your photos and respecting your point of view, and you feel better and better every day, and you earn money and you buy better flowers and you wear better clothes and so on. All that is beautiful. But what I realized in the pandemic, that we also never stopped, and we become too precious, and we become too selfish, and we became too much about ourselves, and we became too much about living for the audience and the hand clap. And did I have any other values left if all failed? Can I survive with just gardening? You know, can I survive without any of that? So you come to terms with reality, and that's what happened to me in pandemic. So I realized that there's more to life than just work. So, and it brought me closer to these people. It made me, gave me a reason. I said, oh, if I can excite a few people, me sitting down in my fancy garden, having a, you know, a nice espresso, thinking about people that who you know, live maybe with their families, and it really made me angry. And I said, I have to be able to do something. So this was sort of a reaction to that feeling. I said, oh, what can I do to entertain them? And let's get the art out of them. Everyone's been wearing pajamas the whole time, including me. I said, what can we do to ignite something here? And it really did. I had people crying on the phone saying, thank you for getting me out of this, and, you know, putting my lipstick on and, you know, painting my husband's back for the picture, or, you know, taking my curtain down to make a backdrop and so on. And they were excited. And that excitement is, I guess, another form of, you know, applause. You know, it's not just hand claps. It's another form of applause. And I loved it. I loved doing something with them, achieving something for them, with them. Gave me a kick.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Have you ever owned something that inspired you to up your game? For me, I got a chef-grade range recently, and now I'm cooking new things every single night. Seriously, no cuisine is off limits. The point is, when we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. I can picture myself with a car full of groceries, cruising down the highway, soaking up the sun with the available dynamic Sky Panorama glass roof. Ugh, pure bliss. Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff, with real, hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Nick,
you've become a much better person.
I've become a much better person.
And how is this going to impact your work going forward, do you think? You're looking at the world through new eyes. So what do you see already happening to you professionally?
For me, I think what's important now is the weight of the work, weight of the opus, weight for of the photo or the bottle or the video. You know, I was doing a lot of things. Now I realize I miss craft, not just on my work. I miss craft in general. I missed seeing this sacrifice, and I miss seeing, you know, I miss shedding a tear for a dress or going crazy about a musician. And I think this is what I'm looking out there, and this is what I'm looking in here inside me. So I guess I will do less work. I will evaluate more, and I will take it slower, take it one step at a time.
Where do you see your work coming out now? I mean, we look at magazines. Magazines are not what they were. In that there were the glory days where your editorials were, you know, changing the way, as I said, people look at fashion, people look at clothes, and so on. What do you see happening in that world now?
Well, we are, I guess, going through a very big change. We are going through a very big renaissance of understanding and expression, because we now have a lot of digital contents. We now are changing the way we approach the image. We're changing the way of we look at shows and fashion and so on. So we have one thing to do, to get on with it, to understand it, and how can I express myself with today's language? But what worries me is the disposal values of today's language. What I don't want to do is do disposable art, and I don't want to look at it. I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to eat it. I don't want to touch it. I want to now really feel the craftsman. I want to feel the artisan. I want to understand the reason behind that red. I don't want just the red. So I'm hoping we all go that way.
Humanity.
Yeah, humanity and gratification and understanding. We need time. We are so fast.
Yes.
Time to understand things. We need time to ask a question to the artist before turning the page. Before flicking the thing, we need to say, oh, but why was that blue was so muddy? Because I'm sure there's always a reason for that muddy blue.
Gratification, but not instant gratification. I mean, I remember when you started and people were saying, oh, here are the heirs to Guy Bourdin. And I think about how in a pre-digital age, his photos were crafted, the way his images were composed. And I feel... You know, I feel the rebirth of a kind of humanity, but also, I guess, artistry as well. I mean, the human hand.
Yes, I think so. I think what happens is, in my opinion, when there is a lot of something, we always look for, oh, there must be a better version of that. You know, when there's a, you know, 100 green apples, when you see a red apple, you say, oh, I want the red one. So I'm hoping we take more time now with our work, with our expression, and we edit better, we evaluate better. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited about the new generation. And I'm excited about the new music. I'm excited about new artists. I just wanna have time to pause and digest and enjoy it.
And do you feel 71 is a kind of curious embodiment of all of that in a way, that there's the level of artisanship in it, the precision, the concentration, and the very idea of distilling? Because, you know, one thing that we've come out of this period with is everybody wants to distill their experiences. They want to deal with what's important and what's meaningful. And, you know, in a funny way, it might be a stretch, but the notion of this gin that you've created is a sort of liquid embodiment.
Look, it was a year and a half ago, this gin was done for everyone except me. So I had this tireless, relentless journey for perfection. I was gonna do it to my way. So, you know, it was, the bottle had to be perfect. And what is perfect? I guess.
Yes, is perfect possible?
As perfect as possible.
Is perfection possible?
I mean, I think what it is in my book, the perfection is my desire. Okay, my desire, how I want this to be is my desire. So for me, as close as I get to that is getting as perfect as possible. So, you know, and sometimes there are no names to your desires. There are no centimeters or scent descriptions. You know, there's other ways of experience. So this takes time. So for me, the work on the bottle, I spent a long time, and work on the branding, which I worked with Ezra Petronio, worked on the liquid and the casks. And I tried literally, I can say, probably between 500 to 700 distillates. And if you come to my house one day, I have all these cabinets full of trials, and they're all 71. You know, they're all was, you know, roots to 71. And then, so, you know, you would touch one day, be like, oh, that sounds like this, and that feels like that, and but it's not feeling like this enough. And you will open the other one. Oh, but this one has, oh, you know, it was just never ending. So yes, it's about craft. 71 is about genuine gin making. And one more thing I want to add there. For me at the beginning, what was very important, I wanted to believe in what I was doing, because I didn't want it to feel like this is an extension of me and it's like a brand. It was not like that. So I wanted everyone to know it was not like that. So for me, I had to learn gin making. I had to learn bottle making, because I'm a control freak. I have to be part of everything. So I genuinely worked on every part of it. You know, I was there in the distillery. You know, me and Tasso would go to Rotterdam and lie on the floor of the distillery, and, you know, until 4 and 5 in the morning when they were waking up and so on.
What happens afterwards? What if 71, when 71 is a hit, what do you see yourself doing after that? I mean, this feels like such a singular project. And yeah. I imagine there'd be people saying to you, well, what next? What are you going to do now?
I don't know, Tim. I think I'm not a very settled person, actually. I'm always on the search. I welcome the wind and what wind brings, let's say. So if I like the smell of it, touch of it, temperature of it, I grab onto it, I fly with it. So I don't know, but, you know, you never know. Let's see.
How do you plan to distribute it?
Well, it is a very small batch, first of all. And therefore, I want to start with a very small place, a very small amount of bars. Like, for example, I'm just going to start at the Chilton Firehouse. You know, it's kind of there's a lot of values to it. And besides commercial values. So therefore, you know, it's not just how much of it's sold, it's how it's sold or where it's sold was kind of important. So we're going to start very slow.
You have created God knows how many images of extremely beautiful people. Do you have anyone in mind? Do you have, when you see now, when you see 71 in a glass held by a beautiful hand, who is that? Which beautiful arm and beautiful body and beautiful face is that hand attached to? Who would you imagine?
I imagine Kate. I imagine Maria Carla. I imagine Irina. I imagine Lily. I imagine, oh my God, so many of my girls. I imagine Guinevere. I imagine Malgosia. I imagine Madonna. I imagine, you know,
everyone.
Enemy, yeah. You know, I imagine all of those girls that, I mean, you know, I don't really have a giant portfolio of models and actresses I work with. I kind of keep going around the same people for the last 30 years, 28 years. So I guess they are with me, I'm with them and they're with me physically and emotionally, is because there are certain aspirations in them. There are the girls that, some part of them is me and I want to be like them maybe. So therefore I always think of them. And when I was designing a bottle, I thought of them all. When I was thinking, oh, how would she hold it? How would she wear it? How would she drink it? How would she touch it? And, you know,
this is going to be some crazy advertising campaign when you get around to it.
I don't know.
Matt, thank you very much. If I walk over to Chilton Firehouse now, I can have a 71 on ice.
Well,
not yet.
In a week's time, you will.
Lovely to see you.
Very lovely to see you. Thank you, Tim.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the BOF podcast for our look inside fashion and how it connects to currents in the wider world. If you're not yet a BOF professional member, join today with our 30-day risk-free trial and benefit from exclusive access to agenda-setting analysis you won't find anywhere else. The BOF podcast is edited and produced by Emma Clark, Kate Vartan, and Kevin Bobby Blanco in the BOF studio team.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.